Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, good afternoon, Reverend Waller. Thank you for co-hosting tonight. I'll hand it on over to you, Reverend Waller.
Well, thank you so very kindly. I appreciate that. Sister Sparkle, I want you to know I appreciate everything that you will do. At this point, we want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Amen. And we're going to talk straight. And thank you for being able to tune in with us. On behalf of Pastor Dockery, who is the host, and I happen to be co-hosting for him tonight, trusting that something would be said or done that would cause you to draw closer to the God that owns the universe. Amen. It's so important for us to live and learn how to deal with the issues of life. So we expect you to call in, or for those that are listening, we want to know if you have questions or comments. But by all means, we really appreciate you tuning in. So let's get started here tonight. I want to start out by way of reading a scripture according to the will of God, and realize, as I said, on behalf of Pastor Dockery, as he continued to do the work and to lift up the name of the Lord in his endeavor to do so. We appreciate him for what he has done, as well as what he's doing right now, and will continue to do. In the book of Romans, chapter number 6, in verse 16, it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." And so we want to get us a topic, and the topic tonight is walking in the newness of life. Glory to God. I said walking in the newness of life, and I want to start out by saying that something that about that that I just didn't know how to do, and once I learned how to do it, I started to appreciate it. That meant I had to leave my past behind. I had to find a reason and ways to stay lined up with something that was wonderful and new to me. And that happens to be coming from an experience. And then I found out years later that it said old things are passed away. Behold, say, pay attention, because all things become new. So if you have something on your heart and you're dealing with, and you have a strong desire to change, especially if you're doing the same thing over and over again and don't really want to continue to do it, you can tune in tonight and make your call, and we will do all we can do, amen, to discuss it with you, to encourage you, to let you know that what you have to say is valuable. So do call in if that happens to be you, or you know someone and you have someone that you have a big time love for, a family member, and you're thinking that this is a good opportunity for them to call in, because we are talking about the newness of life. And whichever route you go, you're going to have to obey. And that's what I used to do when I was doing my old thing. I used to obey whatever came with it. That's why I like the scripture when it says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So let's walk in that manner, if you will. I want to elaborate on some things, because I know how important it is to apply this in one's life, especially when it's a new experience. Why would I say a newness when something must have been so old? Why would I call it the newness of life? Well, I would say this about that. Is something about a day when God placed a day in motion. Give us a brand new day. And then I was unable to do something that seemed so simple. It's like change my direction. So I kept doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I often wonder, when am I going to be able to do something wonderful and new? And so, why don't you call in right now? We need to hear from you and have you to tell us what you think about walking in the newness of life. And have you had that experience yet? I know you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to help somebody else know that I too can appreciate what walking in the newness brought me. So why don't you call? In the meantime, and in between times, I just want to always thank God for what he has done in my life. As I again set in on behalf of Pastor Dockery, I'm co-hosting tonight. I'm usually the one that sets in on the panel. And so we are going to rejoice. And the word of God said, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing, that he would be in the midst of us. And all you have to do is, again, make the call. And if you tune in, we're just so grateful that you are. Let me talk to someone right now to let them know that I haven't always known anything about what the Bible says, but I've learned, in order to do something different, that was the route that I had to take. And I'm glad I did, because I found out that it was in the Bible talking about newness of life. So there's not something strange to society, but it's only strange when you don't know anything about how to go about doing that. And so we just want to encourage you, to let you know it can be done. I want to break it down for you, if you will, and let you listen to it from this translation here, according to Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Just a briefing of it, if you will, when it says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Isn't it amazing to know that there's a lot of people that don't even realize that whatever you obey, that's what you become a slave of? And that's why I can identify with the joy that it brings to know that this is an awesome way to live life. Walking in the newness of life. And you can become a slave in doing that. But you have to choose, because you're going to be a slave of one or the other. Unrighteousness, you can become a slave and don't even know it. Righteousness, you can become a slave and don't even know it. But I'd rather, if you will, allow me to say this. If I was going to become a slave of one of the two and not know it, today I would say, let me be a slave of righteousness. So my practice would be in an ongoing manner. I'm practicing righteousness and I'm going down an avenue. And that is because I'm ready to do something different. And if that's you and you know you are doing something different, call in. The number is area code 657-383-0944. We would love to have you to call in to hear your questions or even if you have a comment. We will be expecting you to. And this is not a religious thing, but this is the power of the words that are being used tonight. And you have a right to talk about whatever's on your heart. But we're going to keep it in the order in which we are speaking about right now. We are talking about something new. Let me go a little bit further, if you don't mind, so you'll know that I don't trust me anymore. I've done that personally, and it was on purpose because I know that trusting me had me to go down an avenue that I was practicing unrighteousness that was in trusting me. But one day I had a chance to stop trusting me, and I just appreciate that so much that I don't never want to start back trusting me. That was a question that Pastor Docker asked me, I think, the last time we were on the scene, and he wanted to know about when I said not trusting me, why would I not
Reverend
trust
Wallace?
Me? Yes.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. We have a couple of callers to join us.
Okay. Good.
To add them to the conversation. I'm going to add caller 8112, the last four digits. And
okay. Welcome, caller. We would like to have you to talk to us by way of comment, or do you have any questions concerning what we're talking about tonight?
No, sir. I just really want to listen for a change and stop talking.
Listen.
I want to just listen. Thank you so much for appreciating me because I appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you so kindly. Well, anytime you're ready to step in and have something to say, we'll be expecting you to. God bless. And you have another call with me. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir, we do have another caller with the last four, 1098.
1098, welcome to Talk Straight. You have anything that you'd like to talk about concerning the new way of life and walking in the newness of life? And have you had issues in that, or you know someone that you want to call them and tell them that this is what we're talking about tonight? And we just love to have your say, and if you have an experience in that, welcome, and let us know what you have to say. It's on you.
I'm just basically listening now.
Oh, man, we praise God for you, and thank you for listening. Yes, sir. And that's my friend calling in, I can tell. Yes, sir.
We know
we're going to talk to us tonight now because I know you know something about the newness of life and walking in the newness of life, man. So we praise God for you tuning in. And as I was about to share some things, Brother Outcast, as I was getting ready to share something, and the joy that I say that I do have concerning that is that once I learned that I didn't know it and I started to appreciate it because I was aware that now I'm going to become a slave of one of the two, you see. So it's a beautiful thing to know that you have to choose. As it says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Talk to me. What do you think about that, becoming a slave to whatever you choose to obey? I found it amazing. Glory to God.
I'm just listening to the ladies' comment.
Yeah. Sister, come on and talk to us tonight concerning that. I know you have been tuning in with us. You're a part of us, and we thank you for the fellowship. And I tell you, you have something to say, and it's all right for you to listen if you want to listen a little further. But that brought me joy when I found out about becoming a slave of one or the other. So I was just right quick saying, okay, I know which one I'd rather be a slave of. But that's not so with everybody. If you don't know, what do? When you don't know that you're being a slave in any capacity, whether righteousness or unrighteousness. If I didn't know, I'd rather, glory to God, be a slave of righteousness, because being a slave of unrighteousness and not knowing it, my goodness, I just can only imagine a person being like that, because I'm that witness to say I did not know that I was a slave of unrighteousness until I cried for help.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen, and not years later. So somebody talk to me about that. When you don't know that you're a slave and you're walking in unrighteousness without the knowledge, is it your fault? Who's to blame for that? And Outcast, you know how I am about that trap. I say that that was set. I would think somebody set a trap and say, now we're going to trap you if you think that this is a good thing, but all the time is unrighteousness, and it's a trap, and it caused, I would say, communities to be in an uproar and things like that, man. So talk to me.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of times we are taught about different traps. Robbing, stealing, killing,
my goodness.
You know, lying, adultery, things of that nature. A lot of us coming up as children, you know, we are taught these things, but yet and still, when we are blind and, you know, not paying attention and really don't care, even though we are aware of what we're doing is wrong, but
as
you stated, we lust in it, we find glory in it, and this is what we do. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. You know, a lot of them do it anyway, and they just fall right over into that trap. You know, as you are well aware, the mind becomes reprobated.
My goodness, man.
I hold it.
Yes, you said so much, you knocked it on out of the park. I mean, just every time you got out of the bat, man, it was just out of the park with that, because becoming a reprobate, man, and not knowing it, and it's
right.
done intentional, you see, and you say you start to love the misery that it brings. And then you name so many different things that happens to an innocent person, you know, that's practicing that way of life. But then that's where the hope come in at, when the change take place, and one day you wake up and choose to do what's right. My goodness.
That's right.
What
about
that?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. You hit it on the head. You know. I don't know, you know. I do realize that people come up in different types of homes, households. You may have a family, you know, just atheists, and this is what they pass on down to their offspring, you know.
I understand.
Some of them wake up and take another route.
Oh, my. Watch out, man. Wait a minute, brother. You said some of them wake up. Listen to that.
Wake
you know
up.
Something's going to take place when they wake up. Now, they're going that change takes place,
right?
Right? And they
right.
go another route. I like that. Well put. Well put.
A prime example of that is this. You have a lot of white nationalists, Ku Klux Klan, Klansmen, or whatever. They teach their children all that hatred, and once their children branch out into the world, they have a different outlook. Say, hey, look, these things that I've been taught was wrong. And also, this is when, you know, God stepped in and his work began to get done.
My goodness. Man, you said something so strong and powerful right there, man. Could you imagine when the kids wake up and then become aware and start practicing something different and then look at their family members like, look what they had us doing. I wonder sometimes how do the loved ones take that when the kids decide they want to do what's right, because that's the moral of the story about walking in the newness of life. In many areas, there are some, I'm right there with you, have excluded themselves from racism simply because they know that they came from that, but that's not what they're practicing today. And to be able to have to deal with that, man, I wonder sometimes, how does that set with the one who specializes in, as if they have the I can't help it, this is how we are going to live. We just have to keep that same. We don't want to break that. And then the kids are saying, no, that's not right. We want to be able to let it be known. We didn't know about it, but now that we do, we don't even live like that. That's beautiful. That's well put, man. I tell you, that's walking the dreams of life. Yes, it is.
But see, I know one thing, and I know one thing for sure. Me, I had to, what you call, be born again. What I mean by be born again is turn myself over to God through Christ. And once I did that, it seems like, let me take away scene.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I set out to do, I succeeded when I let Christ in my life.
My
goodness. I succeeded.
That's good.
You know,
that's good. I like that. I like that.
You know, I wasn't trying to set out to be an astronaut or anything in that nature, but, you know, I succeeded. And all the endeavors that I wanted to, you know, indulge myself in. But before then, you know, I was in that trap. You know, I was in that trap. I was trapped in that reprobated mind. And I do thoroughly understand what you're saying is you don't trust yourself. I'm glad you don't trust yourself. You know, to a lot of degrees, I don't trust myself to a lot of degrees. This is why I depend on God to advance me in a lot of the footsteps that I make. Because if I go back and lean on my own understanding, I will fail drastically. You know,
I will fail drastically. Yes, yes. You're saying a lot right there, man. Man, and not only would you go forward.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you were saying not only would you go to fall, you're going to fall drastically. So go ahead and talk about that, man. If you lean to your own understanding, you already know that, huh?
Right. You know, but you know, as stated from the beginning, you know, we know right from wrong. You know, we may not have been introduced to all of the Word of God, you know, that's in the Bible, but we were introduced to, you know, the basic things, you know, thou shalt not rob, steal, and kill. But the thing is this, even though we were told about these traps, but we get in, you know, our minds get reprobated, and we just turned over to it.
That's amazing.
And I'm glad you don't trust yourself. And I'm glad I don't trust myself.
That's right.
You know,
because when one
leads to their own understanding, this is when the fall is coming.
It's coming hard. It's not just coming, it's coming hard. And I like that because I thank God for, you know, what you just said. And for those that are listening, man, I mean, you can really relate to that, you know, once you have experienced a change and you know now and you're aware. And it's amazing even to break away, as we was talking earlier, about breaking away from a family that who have that hatred in their heart. And then the kids become aware and they have to break away from that, man, like as if they were doing it. And so they are holding a position, you know, and have to go out in society because of the skin color. And then, you know, the others realize that, hey, man, they've been holding things against us, treating us wrong for so many years. They are used to it. But these people have learned that that's not right, and we're going in a different avenue. I think that's just awesome, man. Could you imagine?
Right, you know. I mean, it's a, just like a lot of guys, they've got in this little skinhead organizations and things, put all those mm-hmm. tattoos on them. And then when they wake up and realize what they did was wrong, they, you know, go on to begin to get tattoos and things in that nature, the trap. And along with the trap comes that devil with that smooth tongue. What he tell Eve, I don't need that. I'm like, nothing going to happen to you. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. My goodness. That's
yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we talk about the drugs and things of that nature, you know, and you always, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, you know, always mention the money that's being made. Yes, there is money that's being made, but
right.
in the end, can you stand up to what you're going to be given when the time comes?
You know, oh, my.
But, that trap is that money.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Trap is that money.
Is
that's
it really worth it?
Yeah, that's a good question, sister. Is it
no,
really
it's not worth it.
Good point,
is it
brother.
Really worth it. Baby, I heard you.
Yeah, is it really worth it? Yeah, go right here. You want to speak on
something? I was going to shut up, but I heard you.
Yeah, that's
oh,
good.
No, don't be quiet. Speak.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm trying
talk
to shut up. I could help myself right then, though. I'm listening.
Cut
to
up.
You.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Hard to deal with tears. There's so much going on.
Exactly.
Fell on
it
my
really
knees
is.
Today, and I prayed to my divine father. I had to, and I called my brother, and I said, brother, I need you to pray for all of us. There's some terrible things going on.
Bless God.
Have mercy.
My goodness. My goodness.
My heart
well, you
is
know.
Saddened. It's very saddened. Because
that's all right.
Sometimes you're weak, and when you think you're strong, you're so weak, you don't even get it.
Yeah, that's amazing that you said that, and I think, you know, it's going to be energized tonight because we know that there is a choice in according to how we can walk from this point on amongst people.
Oh, love it, and the choice, baby, that's what I'm saying. Everything that falls upon you is not a choice. It may, some of it may just be called life lessons.
It is.
There are
it
lessons
is.
In life. These young people don't even listen to the elders too much. Some of them.
Well, that's an intentional. That's
some
an
of
intentional
them.
Thing. Yeah, that's the intentional thing you talked earlier about. Yes, let me share this with you because you're right on point. That the intentional trap, that means we're doing these things that we were telling outcasts earlier that is unintentional, and we walk into the trap by choice, not saying that we want to walk in the trap and get trapped. It's just that
some
it's
of them don't know no better, baby.
And they don't know any better, and that's the beauty of it. I thank God.
Some don't know no better, and some of them take their own life, and they don't know. As sure as the day you was born, you will die. But self-murder is a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah. You know, just the thought of it. Period. You know, it is. It is a sad thing. And I'm gonna lift you up tonight, sister. We just trust that everything.
I wish you would,
sir.
Please.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna lift you up tonight.
My heart is crying out, and I need some help. I don't care who's listening.
Yeah,
I need some help
right.
for these young folks. And the old folks as well, some of us.
Oh, yes. But there's a scripture that, if you don't mind, I like to share right now. And then we're going to go into a song.
Please,
we're going
to
ask.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. Yeah. I appreciate everything he said.
No, you're fine. You're fine,
soul.
Ma'am. You're fine.
My heart.
You didn't interrupt me.
Yeah.
You didn't interrupt me.
No,
you're fine.
That's right. We love that you came in and said something. We love that. So don't even think that.
I couldn't.
Let me go into the song. Then we're going to play the song, and then we're going to come right back, okay, because
thank you so much.
We want to hear what you got to say. And after the song, we're going to just open up and let you say what you have to say. But remember this right here. The Word of God says all things work together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. So we're going to walk in His face tonight, and we know everything's going to work out. Things that we don't even like, don't even feel good about, but just know God got everything open for us tonight, all right?
Yes,
so
sir.
Just after the song, we'll be right back.
All right.
Amen. Glory to God.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Yes, brothers, going to work it out. We must all join hands, walk across this land in peace. Until then, I tell you, things would be scattered. And we want to get back and thank everyone that's tuned in. And for those that are listening, we ask you if you desire to come in and have questions or comments. We want you to dial the number 657-383-0944. We would love to hear from you. And on behalf of Pastor Dockery, host of the show, I'm co-hosting tonight, sitting in for him. And we got Brother Outcast and Sister called in. We just thank God for her. She's hurting right now, but I believe that God is going to give her the strength that she needs. And I just ask you all to just continue to pray and believe that she would get it before she leaves this hour. Glory to God that we have remaining. So we want to talk about some things that we have been on the track with concerning walking in the newness of life. And in order for us to change, we have to get rid of some things. And I just heard in that song there. And how do you do that when people are in the trap, Outcast, that as you and I talked earlier about, when you don't know? That's what waking up is all about. You said something about when a person wake up and realize that was important. Not just wake up, but wake up and realize that that was wrong. So in any area that's going on in the life, the sister wanted to share something. So we want to hear from her to let her express herself, because words are powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What's causing us to run into a trap that's intentional and we didn't even intend to run in the trap? That's a powerful statement that I just made. Running into a trap that's set for us that we didn't intend to run into the trap, but now that we are in it, look what it's causing. And the man said, we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other. So we want to stop the hustlers and the pushing man. Who are they? Could we identify those people? Are they in our neighborhood? Are they someone that's got our neighborhood being corrupted and they're sitting from afar, you see, and everything? So let's talk. So talk to us, what's going on with you that's got your heart so heavy and you want to share this, and it's all right, and you didn't mind no one hearing it that's listening. So we're here for you. So talk to us.
I thank you. My heart is heavy, and I thank you guys so much for listening to me without being prejudiced upon what I may say or may not say.
Bless y'all.
have mercy. I just had to speak. I'm sorry. I ain't sorry for that. I do apologize. I speak for my. I speak.
From your heart. That's what counts. That's what counts. What's from the heart, reach the heart, as you say, words are powerful.
I thank God for this radio station, because sometimes when mm-hmm. I call here, I can let go of some things that really troubles me that I can't normally do. First
okay.
of all, yeah. second all of right. all, I respect you guys for listening
like
to it. Me. Because there's things that trouble a lot of people's hearts. I just had a incident. My sons and priests pray for us.
Well,
I think Pastor Wallace on here. I'm not
yes,
sure.
That's me.
I think
yeah,
that's
I'm
listening to. Lord
yes,
help me. My son, that's the name of his best friend. He's been looking for a whole month. And they found him the other day. I speak with heartfelt tears.
Mm.
Oh, God,
nice.
Have mercy on me. Because he came to me when they came back in the wintertime, and he was here, and he said, Mom, I need to reach that room out the basement. I understand some of these young fellas, sometimes they are caught up in so much in their own world. He was not a bad child. He'd been in the military, everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
yeah.
But I said I've been through so much. I don't want anybody living with me. My heart is hurt because maybe just my brother told me, honey, you didn't know this was gonna happen. I didn't. I was just trying to protect my heart because I lost
all
my
right.
own.
So they found him.
Help me out. Let me, Jesus, help me. Help me get to
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I lost my own son. And he didn't do nothing bad. It was proving that. But so
mm-hmm.
many young men are not proven. And my point is they're taken out. They don't stand a chance. Some of them. And there's a lot of guys. They may sell drugs, but they some of the beautifulest people in the world if you just tap into what they're talking about. And I ain't talking about killing
mm-hmm.
your family and your friends and everybody with no dope.
Yes, yes.
But if you
yeah,
tap
good.
Into the inner spirit, some of them
yes.
some people in this world,
yes.
and they reaching
yes.
out for help, like I'm crying out right now because
mm-hmm.
my heart is broken. My heart is always broken. Well, I hear about what my little young son, and he got
mm-hmm.
to. I had to give birth to him.
My goodness, that's
child,
beautiful. I like that.
Of mine. I had to give birth to him because I got a whole lot of them call me Mama Diane.
That's all right. That's all so right.
Told this young man that I didn't know I would never.
Mm-hmm.
see his face outside laying in the coffin again because his heart
right.
was bagged on whatever it was that troubled him so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I felt so horrible is my point. So
mm-hmm.
when we speak upon certain things, we have to be very careful because there may be that one young man listening to you or that young one woman listening to you and you don't even know they listening or crying out for help.
Yeah, right, you said it right there, crying out. See, that's the point. I'm right there where you're at. I'm listening to you.
I'm crying
cry.
Out myself. I'm 54 years old, but I'm crying out for help because I'm crying out for help and not just myself, for every young person, older person, middle-aged person that's out here because I think God come real soon and we all need some help.
Well, you made
so
a great
I
point
thank
about
y'all
your
for listening
you
to me. And I'm going to shut my mouth now because I won't say too much. I can get carried away sometimes. I won't talk too much. But I thank y'all so much for just letting me sit in. And you guys are listening to me. And all I ask is that y'all please, please pray for all our young people. I don't care what like walk of life they come from. I don't care from the richest to the poorest because sometimes the poorest is the richest.
Yeah, well, you got somebody on the line now that's with us, you know, that's right on the panel. And then for those that listen may have a chance to call in and make comments or ask questions. But we can relate to what you're saying. That's why we was talking about how and what takes place when you're walking in darkness. And I think Outkast put it very well when he said something about not only would a fall, he would say the fall would be terrible in such a way.
Sir.
But he's crying out like most of them are doing right now. That's why we need to.
And I'm crying for him.
You see, and I'm going to say this right here. The reason I'm going to say it in this manner is because I know what it's like to go down a road that's unrighteous and you don't even know it. And yes, I had a good heart then coming up. I mean, I just felt like I had a good heart. I wasn't doing anything to bring harm, but I did bring harm. But one day I had a chance to walk in a different avenue, down a different road, and it brought forth change. And that's what we need to express and to let you know that that's where the hope is. We still, through this young lady you're talking about,
but may I say something real fast and I'm going to be quiet?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you about the tragedy of this all, what's got my heart shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to this young man, but I know he was missing. And my son was looking for him. He said, Mama, have you seen so-and-so, so-and-so? I ain't called no names out. Mm-hmm. I'm in Peoria, Illinois. That's all I need to say.
Yeah,
and I said,
enough.
No, they don't come unless y'all come with them.
Okay.
Young man, I lost my son. He was 27 years old, but my other son, this baby boy that just died, he been missing since a whole month. And when they found him, he was at the river. Lord, he was at the river.
My goodness, my goodness. I just pray right
in
now.
That river.
In the name of Jesus, I pray over you right now. Give it a right now.
I fell on my knees the other night, and I said, Lord, I need you. Father, thank God for Jesus, my father and my grandfather. I'm talking to you right now. I need you. I never ashamed of talking to my father and my grandfather. And these kids, they need us all. They don't need us to put all this other stuff on there, because sometimes we hear them and we don't hear them.
That's right. That's the way we got to be able to have a keen ear. You know, the word says faith comes by hearing, and that's what we got to be able to acknowledge. When they're talking in their actions, they're speaking without even words.
I didn't hear his pain when he said, I need to stay in your basement.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. And he's crying out then, and this is what I want you to know, that so you won't be carrying around the hurt as you're already hurting enough, just knowing the kid as you do, and then have to realize what just took place in finding him. Now, let me give you this right here to let you know that I want you to hear this right here, too, okay? In the book of Psalms 46 and verse 1, Outkast, I want to express this to her when it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So your heart is troubled right now, but we got a God that is very present to you. When you open up and we're sharing this with you to let you know that there's something that you can't change, but what you can change is how you respond to someone else that cry out like that. You know, and on the behalf of that young man, you can have energy to say, I know the cry now. I understand it. I didn't understand it then as much as I would like to have, but I understand it now. And the crying does not mean crying, hollering out loud with a voice. It's sometimes just to ask you. And so we want to encourage you. And I think Outkast had some people that he had to go not too long ago to a service somewhere. I think was it in Memphis somewhere, Outkast? You had to go not long ago?
Yes.
Okay, we can listen to him.
Thank you. I'm listening.
Yeah, let him talk to you a little bit about that, if you will, and kind of let him know what he dealt with and how he felt, but he had to gather himself, and his heart was different than he would have been. He didn't want to be out there during a certain time, and it was best that he didn't. I think I remember something about that, if you will, Outkast, to kind of give her something that would give her a little strength here, what she needs, if you will. You know,
First off, I would like to just hear her out, you know, and you know, I can speak there. But, you know, she did state this, you know, we live, you know, and we're going to die. We're born, we're going to die. But the thing is this, you know, when someone dies, you know, it's heart wrenching. It's very emotional, especially when it's your child. you know, whether it be male or female.
Right.
You know, we, again, not lean to our understanding, but, you know, go to God, you know, go to God in solace and prayer, you know. You know, ask Him for strength, you know.
Today I thought I was going to die. But this ain't my own blood. This is just like blood because he's my young, my baby boy, best friend in this world. He's hurting. And he's in the military. He hurt you so bad. He can't just get away. He's here now, but he can't just, when you're in the military, you can't just break away all the time when you want to because you say so.
Right.
No.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, just keep, you know, just keep your faith in God.
Yes, sir.
Don't let, you know, old man Satan roll in and...
He's busy. He's on earth. He's walking around.
Pardon? Yeah, well, you know, just don't let him get next to you. You know, you keep a,
he can't
keep
get to me,
because
my father is who he is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lucifer was an angel cast out of heaven, so he can go to hell with that. Excuse my friends.
It's okay.
I ain't going. I ain't trying to go. I don't want to go. But I'm sorry that baby boy went where he went. But, hey, who am I to judge? I ain't trying to judge nobody. I just going to miss him.
You'll always miss him.
Yes, sir.
Always.
He always come in.
Don't
Mama Diane, he wasn't my blood child. That's why I said we take kids in. We don't know what they going through. We don't, sometimes
right.
We don't even know what our own children going through. Excuse me. And we ain't got to talk about us so much as talk about the young folks. Because that's where the strength that they going to need come from, the older ones.
Right. Well,
yeah,
well you know, when it comes to young people, ma'am, you have a lot of good, decent young
yes,
men and young women. But
yes,
basically... what, you know, Reverend Waller and Reverend Doctor try to reach is the ones that's in trouble, you know. Try to give them a clear path to life.
That's what I'm talking
about. You know, right here in the city of Nashville, you know, which Reverend Waller can speak on this too, you got young guys, 15 and 16 years old, you know, waiting to be tried as an adult. You know.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
And they'll never get out of prison.
No. And they got them in Illinois as well.
Right. You know,
yeah.
All over the United States, you know.
We are. United,
took,
together we stand. Ununited.
And divided. And divided we fall.
Whole that's village to raise a family. And you ain't got to be their blood to help raise them.
Yeah, well,
yes,
that's
ma'am,
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, I guess. We got about another couple of minutes, and then we're going to go to a song. And after the song, we'll come back and we continue. But, yeah, go ahead and give us about a minute of what you're getting ready to say, I can.
I thank
but,
you so
you know,
much, I guess.
No, go ahead on, ma'am. You can speak. I'm listening.
I'm sorry, sir. I said I thank you and Pastor Wallace and everybody that's on here tonight for listening to me. I needed this, and I'm grateful that I called tonight.
Yeah,
well, I'm
God.
Just grateful, you know, that you have God in your heart, you know?
Yes, I do.
Grateful for that. I'm thankful for that.
Praise God. Amen. And we're going to keep lifting him up, and we want to make sure that everything is going according to the order for this day. And as I said, you will have ongoing strength that will cause you to be able to handle this day, because this is the day that he has made, and he wants us to be able to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And that's something that he can do by way of giving you the strength to
thank
hold
you.
On and know he got some more help for you coming home. But in the meantime, we're going
to... Shut up. Thank you so much.
Yes, glory to God. Just give
I
us an opportunity.
Glory to God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's wounded. So let's listen to this song, and we'll be right back. And we want to thank everybody that's tuned in at this point. God is an awesome God.
My God. Awesome God. That was Tanya would be singing.
that. After this song, we will continue to and we got 10 minutes to go, and then we would play a song. But as I said earlier, we are going to always remember the power of God. You know, we gotta remember always the power of God. You know, He has so much power to give us that all we have to do is allow Him to give us that strength, you know. And once we give you the strength that you need, I was just thinking about a song that goes like this. And when I look at this song and listen to the power of it, when it says every praise is to our God, I mean, how can a person praise Him when they're hurting? You know, see, that's why it says in all your ways acknowledge Him. So sometimes just praising Him in the midst of a situation, it can cause you to have that strength that you need, you know, especially when you're hurting. And I just want to encourage you to let you know that every praise is to our God. I mean, the one that's able to heal and deliver, and the one that can raise up your bowed down head and give ease to a troubled mind. That God right there is the one that we know that walking in the newness of life, He expects us to lean on Him. He expects us to trust Him. He expects us to do things. And sometimes I look at the song as the message in the music. And when there's a message in the music, that means that it's just as powerful as the word of God that goes out, that a person is standing in the pulpit, and when he's at their podium, you know, he's going to speak to you with the word of God. It should have power. Well, the same thing in a song. A song should be able to have power one way or the other. We're talking about as you travel the unrighteous road as well as the righteous road. Is that right? Outcast, you know, we was talking earlier about how you ended up traveling such a road, and then one day the change came. Oh, man, that right there was an awesome opportunity to say, and it was well worth it. Does that make sense?
Make a whole lot. Know,
yeah, it was well worth it. And so in the hurt, in the pain that you're dealing with, is something about how do you adjust to a song that has a message in it, not just something that just, you know, just a song. We're talking about a message that's going to give you the strength, give you the power, and it would cause you to be able to go through it a lot better.
I cried out with heartfelt tears, and I was talking to you guys, but you know what? I'm going to tell you how I deal with that. My father is Jesus Christ, and my grandfather is God Almighty. There ain't nothing in this world that He don't do and won't do for me. And okay, I deal with the things I deal with on a daily basis because I talk to Him on a daily basis, if I may, and I will say. And I understand, I respect you, brother, so much for the things that you do that sound so positive. There are so many things that make it sound, so many people make it sound positive, and it turns out negative because they put some derogatory things up in there along their conversation. See, yeah. I don't need the money like that. I don't have the money like that, but I got all the words in this world. Because when I talk to my grandfather and my father as well, ooh, see, my mama was who she was, and my daddy was a bishop. Understand that? And between the two of them, they put something that little old me. I don't even know where all that come from.
Where did he put something little old you?
Little old me, but I'm a big old me and didn't even understand that.
Okay, I can't it sound like people.
Two powerful people that God draped with His blood.
Yeah, you got something in you, sister. I can acknowledge right now, you know, that you're being strengthened as we speak.
I just
keep leaning on Him. Keep
I'm going to do that. I can't lean on people because people are who they are. There are people I can talk to, a higher being. I got that part. That wasn't what I was saying. That wasn't what I was crying. He meant for me to talk to y'all and y'all to talk to me. And I'm listening. And I'm going to shut my mouth so I can listen a little bit more. Because every time I listen, it gets something else I may have or may have not understood.
Well, that's all right. Now, here we go again. I like that. Now, here we're talking about understanding, and here it is. You know, it talks about it in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
It's all
you
get
understanding.
Listen to this here.
It says, wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore, get wisdom. But in all of your getting, get understanding. So you have to understand the things that you're dealing with when it comes down to pain and hurt and the sadness and things like that. But once you get the strength to go through it and you understand it, you know, that's what you want to make sure you get in the end, the understanding. When you get the understanding, then you're well on your way, because that's the order. What the enemy means for bad, God can get some good out of it, because we're going back to that kid that you're talking about, that you'll know the next time the voice of someone else, because they call you mother. Say that what they call you again, mother what?
Mama Diane.
Mama Diane. So, you know, you got a lot of kids that call you that. So you'll know that voice the next time in such a manner unlike the last time, because your memory is that when that young man was saying that he would like to rent a space
he
at
didn't
your place.
Have to rent anything, baby. I just didn't want to, because with my own blood, I've been through so many changes, I decided I don't want nobody living with me. But maybe I should have said something different.
Well, that's all right. That's what I'm talking about now, about wisdom. You know, you have the wisdom now to know the difference. You say, okay, now I know that this is wearing on me because I didn't do this and that and other. But don't put that on you, because you, and it's not your fault. You have a right to have chose which route to go with that, and we just want to encourage you to let you know that.
Thank you so
you're on the
much.
Right track. You're
Thank
on
you.
The right track, and just hold tight. Let me go back to Outkast for a second, and I want you to give me Outkast, if you will, a couple of minutes, and then we got to go to a song this time. And I just want to let you know how important it is to know that wisdom is something that's powerful, and you know, just getting the understanding is gonna make you be all
right. Right, okay. And I want to touch on what she stated. I'll touch on that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll wait until you play the song or whatever.
Okay, good. And this is how we do it over here. We talk, we're not going around the corner. We're making plays.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Build your plan, and it's not as what you would be looking for, and then you have to deal with it still. If you're doing a fine job at it. So, again, we're talking about walking in the goodness of life. And how can you identify knowing what that actually means to you? That means that your old thing had to pass away, and behold, your new thing had to show up in order to walk in the newness of life. And when you have that experience, that's what I want to make sure I put emphasis on. When you have that experience, you have to have a joy deep down on the inside of you, because that's called change for the better. And I tell you, I want to know that when Outkast shared something about racism, when the kids had to deal with their parents and come out and find out that they was wrong throughout the process, and they didn't want to carry it out no further, so they started doing something wonderful and new. And man, and how are their parents taking that, knowing that they're going to step out on faith and say, no, I'm not going no further with this. We know that there are people too. And, man, that's amazing. So that's called change.
Yeah.
That can be done. Right. Just stay tuned, and let's hear this song. And when we come back, we want to hear from Outkast and let him elaborate on some of the things that we're dealing with concerning walking in the newness of life. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to just stay tuned and meditate on the thought of how wonderful it is if we can just say, brother's going to work with you. We're going to keep doing. Stay strive. Look. Mm-hmm.
People want. Give people what they want. It's amazing. People want better things in life. You got to have understanding, and that's the final thing. Once you understand that, and they say you got to give people what they want. Could you imagine OutKast, you say they want better education, you know, things like that, better food to eat.
Right.
Man, I mean, that's powerful, man, to know that. Apparently, that was, you know, and now, you know, we have to stand up and realize that people are people, and we have to deal with it, realizing that the Word of God said God is no respecter of person. So that means that, hey, if we're not equal, then somebody's going to be trying to make someone less than, and I'm going to let you have it after this, OutKast. What about if we all have been dealt a measure of faith? We all have a measure of it. So if you utilize your faith and start to grow in it, why should a person be mad at you because you're doing what you want to do with your faith and try to put you down and things like that because of your color? No. No. It's time to make a stand. Talk to us, bro, concerning that newness of life.
Yeah, I was listening to the lady, and she was saying that the guy wanted to live with her. She states she's 54 years old and she want to be by herself. I think she also mentioned her son or whatever, you know. But Rumwalla,
yeah.
Again, we gonna go back to traps. We're gonna go back to horses. You know, early on in life, we make the choices. We fall into the traps. Here we are.
Yeah.
25, 30. Haven't went nowhere. Still trying to live at home with mom. No, it don't work.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Makes sense.
You know, you're supposed to cleave away from your parents. You know?
That's right.
Be fruitful, multiply. The whole nine yards, you know. This is another problem in urban America. You know, as Reverend Doctor said, urban America, but I'm going to put the whole America in it. I'm going to put all colors in it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, woman got a daughter, you know, probably got pregnant at the age of 15, 16. She don't encourage
mm-hmm.
her to further her education. She's encouraged with food stamps, welfare, and a project, you know. Or you can stay here with me. That we're here as a mom. You can stay here with me. Have more. I mean, this has gone too far, and this has been going on even before I was born. But you had a lot of parents that are down to earth and did not play, just like myself.
Yeah. That's
you're
right.
Gonna get yourself educated. You know, I'm giving you all the tools that you need before the day you turn 18. If you don't utilize these tools that I gave you, you cannot turn around and look and say, "Did no one help you?" Because you had all
right.
the help that you needed.
Okay.
You get out
okay.
there. You know, especially my girls. You know, I told them, I said, "Look. Listen, you take care of yourself. If you are married, you and your husband look out for one another." And I'm going to say this right here. Anytime a grown, funky butt man talking about living with somebody, there's a million issues somewhere. Somewhere down the line, he didn't get the message, or he just didn't care. I'm going to go back to the trap. Perhaps he was still caught up in that trap, Reverend.
Right, exactly.
Would it be that's drugs?
Well,
alcohol,
may I say something?
Or whatever.
May
I'm
I
sorry,
please
go ahead,
say
ma'am.
Something?
Yeah,
go ahead.
All the times young people fall into, as you call it, the traps. It's called the traps of life to me. And the people are dealing with different situations. Maybe their mom died when they was young. Maybe some things. This young man was that type of man to fall into the I respect what you're saying to me. He wasn't that
yeah.
type of guy, but because I'm a middle-aged woman and I've
yes.
been through a lot of things since my own personal son died that
mm-hmm.
I just was trying to shield myself from being hurt. And
yes,
that's
I do
what
understand
I was thinking upon.
And
that's
your
why
right.
I'm so bad about it.
Yeah, that's what Outkast
well,
was saying,
know,
that you had a right. You had that right. That's what he's telling you. So you shouldn't be having that to weigh on you as if you've done something wrong. That's what he's basically saying to you. You know, you didn't
well,
do anything wrong by
making
it the truth.
She said that it wasn't her son. What did this individual have, other relatives? Why didn't he
and
go to them?
Yes, and sometimes we don't pick and choose what family we never pick and choose what family we're born to. Some of us is born to families and we have a good nature, good spirit. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I deal you a hand that you don't even think and you don't have no clue that you deserve, which is like a lot of these young Turians out here. I thank God for Jesus. I hope my kids don't feel like that about me. And they're doing
you
good.
Know.
And I'm blessed for that. But my point is, you don't always have a clue to what's going to come upon you. If I had a clue, I would say, sure. But I'm knowing you're a young man. You might
mm-hmm.
have women sneaking in and out the back door, and I'm coming through the front.
And I do understand
that.
I felt that with my own children and with my own family, and I feel like I didn't want to go through that. I didn't want to take that chance of being hurt again.
You hear
but, you
right.
know, I
you
mean,
hear
you know, at the end of the day, ma'am, even if you are you, I don't. I'm trying to understand whether or not you're trying to fault yourself for him being dead or whatever. But ma'am, you had no control of that. You know,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
You could have been moving me, and the same thing could have happened. You
yes,
know,
sir.
I mean,
right.
They got missions. You know what I'm saying? They got missions that a person can go to and stay nice and things of that nature. They have these rescue missions all over the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
right.
You know, like it's not like that person was just totally abandoned and outdoors and things of that nature. They give them 3 meals a day, don't they, Reverend Waller?
They
the rescue mission.
Yes, they
you know,
they do.
Right, but
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna go back to this point here. The trap. A lot of them, they are going to these rescue missions and things of that nature. They'll eat, they'll sleep, and they'll go
mm-hmm.
right back out on the streets and try to find some drugs or some alcohol. You know.
Right.
So you, what I'm trying to tell you is like you I do understand what you're saying, and I do understand that you are sentimental when it comes to things of that nature. But again, you're dealing with a grown man. You know,
yes,
he didn't have to sleep outdoors. You know, they have people in the wintertime, and even when it's real hot, they try to get people off the streets.
Ain't that the truth?
You know.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I mean, you know, I had a niece. You know, one of my nieces. You know, my older sister's daughter. You know, she got to the point to where it was that she didn't want to have take care of children and things of that nature, constantly trying to lie on my sister. Hey, guess what? My sister gave her a tough love. She went to that doggone mission. I tell you what, when she came out that doggone mission, she had Walmart,
uh-huh.
manager at Walmart, got her own doggone
right
house
now,
and taking care of children. And taking care of children.
Tough
you know what
love.
I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes you got to dish that out, you know?
Yes, sir. All
right. You're right.
That's all
right.
And I'm glad.
So
you
know, Reverend Waller, I don't want her to feel that it's her fault that she's deceased or whatever, because it's not her fault. You know, she's a 54-year-old woman. You know what I'm saying? She don't have to go through anything that she don't want to go through.
That's right. That's right. She had that right.
And I hope.
That's what we're going to make sure. Yeah, you're right. I want to make sure that she knows she have that right, and that's what you.
I feel some love tonight. I feel some love tonight, and I thank y'all so much for it.
Well, you're very deserving of it.
Now we got to talk to people who don't even know you like that to order to get what you need. And
yeah,
I thank you guys so much, both of you guys, all you guys that's listening. I thank you that's speaking out to me. I didn't mean to call whining. And I wasn't complaining. I would not complain, but I'm grateful for you guys listening to me.
Well, I mean, this is straight talk. We talk straight, and we speak the truth. And the truth is not pretty. A lot of people would disagree with what's being said, but it's the doggone truth. You know, I mean, it's the truth.
It.
You know, see, a lot of women keep the same old habit up. Son running around 35, 40 years old, pants down his butt. He come in, eat, leave out, and don't give a dime on a bill. Probably got 4, 5, 6, 7 babies out there in the street somewhere that does. He's not even taking care of them.
Man,
you know?
That's amazing. That's and it's going on, and it's happening like that. So
yeah, Reverend Waller, you know it.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. And it's
you know,
sad in so many ways because that's, you know, seems like it's the going thing. And if that don't make you become a man, and that's what's so ironic about that. And once you learn that, I tell you, man, it's such a painful thing. Once you learn that that's not a good thing, and then and only then do you have a chance to start growing up and to become that man and to also look back over it and say, man, I was acting like a child back then. And now it's time to put away childish things and become man, and that's what we want to talk about change, you know, walking in the newness of life. That brings forth change and dealing
with
change.
But the thing is this right here. Can I say this, Reverend Waller? The thing is this right here. People do not want to take the attitude that you have and the knowledge that you have inside of you, saying you don't trust yourself. When a person makes a statement like that, they do not understand that. What you meant by that is that old part of you gave it up, and you came into a new life through Christ. This is what you did. And see, they don't understand that. But as long as they can hear all of you, man, I trust myself. Me, I don't trust myself that much.
Right.
I lean to God. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't trust myself that much.
Yeah, and it become a practice. That's what's so beautiful about that. You know, you have to be aware that to walk in the newness of life, you have to practice not trusting yourself more so than, you know, how it says more of him and less of me. You know, that's
exactly
him,
because when you're trusting yourself inside your mind, you're gonna do something and everything. It's gonna fall real hard.
Yes, sir. How you gonna fall?
Real hard.
Real hard. Yeah, man. And I tell you, I'm grateful to hear that and to know that it can be done. You can practice something wonderful and new and realize it's by choice because, it says, whoever you choose to obey, you become the slave of it. And so I don't want to never become a slave of myself all over again because that's detrimental to what it is that I've learned. Go ahead. Okay.
Reverend Waller, if you had stayed on that track you was on, you would have been dead, or you would have been in the penitentiary from now on.
Oh yes, without a doubt, man. I have no doubt about that.
And this goal for myself if I stayed on that same track and didn't come in.
Yes, sir. No question, man.
Refresh with the Word of God, you know? Same thing would have happened to me.
Sure.
You know?
And it's been for those who listen. We know we have people that's listening right now that may want to call and have a comment concerning that. I mean, it's fine. I know someone in their family to say, okay, well, these two guys here are reminding everyone that it's not even a good thing from this point on to start back trusting oneself. And then the sister had already been dealing with some things that she was talking about, that kid who was reaching out, and she had already been through enough with her son, and so she had that right, man, to make sure she was covered in such a way that she couldn't repeat that again. And, you know, so she don't deserve to beat herself up by all means at all.
And then I look at it like this right here. He's a grown man. He had a lot of places he'd go. He could have got all type of assistance. You know what I'm saying? You know, but at the end of the day, did the individual have a job, ma'am? And then was he working?
Yes, he did. He worked all the time, took care of two babies. I ain't new though, and I've been around the child since he was a little big kid.
Well, why didn't he have somewhere to live? He worked, he's making money.
He worked, and his mom, from what I understand, see, people go through a lot of different changes in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And some things we know about, and some things we don't. Some things they share with us. But he looked at me as his other mom because he's my youngest son, which is in the United States Navy. Best friend. And he comes here, and it just goes to show sometimes everybody comes from different walks of life. And we all don't understand what certain people go through because a lot of things, I don't share a lot of things with a lot of people either. And I used to tell my children, I say sometimes, understand me, sir, and I respect and I love y'all for what y'all are talking about to me. I appreciate that. God put me on this phone for a reason tonight. And Pastor Zachary ain't on here. But it became to the point where I got this. Y'all helping me get this.
Well, I'm trying to understand this. You saying, you know, he went through some things in his life. Well, ma'am,
I don't know
a lot
all
of people,
the things he went through in his life. I could have helped maybe.
Okay, a lot of people have went through a lot of changes in their lives. And
so have I.
They took the sadness and they turned it into gladness by rebuilding themselves, by building themselves up and becoming successful, looking ahead.
You know what,
a lot of people say, well, my parents did me like this. Well, I want to do better, you know, and they do better. But it's the trap too, ma'am.
Okay, maybe it's the trap, but maybe everything is not a trap for some people. It's what I'm disputing on that just a little bit because I respect and love everything you guys have said to me, but I have to speak out when I feel something ain't right with the conversation.
Okay, yeah, speak. And then perhaps I can come in and clarify more what I mean.
Yes, sir. My point is, all the time, sometimes we prejudge. I've been prejudged. Sometimes we prejudge others. And if you do not speak to them people directly and they don't share the things that they're going through with you, how do you know what to do? And then when something happens, you wind up crying and shed tears like I was doing to y'all tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ma'am, I do agree with that.
I know
I do agree with that. So what you're saying is he had a deep down problem? Is this what you're saying? He had a deep down problem?
And he shared it with me. I would have only known to take it in a different angle.
Did he share that with you?
But maybe he felt like he couldn't share that. And I felt
okay,
like...
Okay, so you couldn't help him.
That's
no,
right.
You couldn't help him.
But I also feel like this as a mother that has lost a child. And you will never understand it because you'll never be a mother. But as a mother that has lost a son at the hands of people of authority, and they were proven wrong, mind you. This young man, he wasn't just no bad young man, and so many of them are not. And they are the people that do certain things, certain people. I don't know if this young man did something to himself or not, but I know he cared about me and I cared about him, but because despite after my son died, understand this, that was killed. He didn't just die. He was murdered by the pawpaw.
Well,
after that happened, none of us trust the pawpaw. Not only that, he may not trust them. He may not trust a whole lot of people, but he said, Mama. He called me Mama. I ain't give birth to this young man, but I respect the fact that he called me Mama. And he did stay with me at one time. But that's what I'm saying. Our young men, a lot of them are crying out for help. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't take the time because they figure they're selling drugs, they're doing this, and he wasn't one of them, mind you. Let me put that out. That was not his circumstances. And things happen in life. I got that, and I know time is running short on the radio station, but you do what you do, judging from your heart, trying to protect your heart and yourself. And as you become a little older, a lot of young people don't listen to the elders now because their elders are doing the same shit they do. A lot of them doing the same things they doing.
We understand now. You know, but
some of them when they doing the same things they're doing, if they doing anything bad outside trying to survive.
Me and Reverend Waller realized that, you know, we realized that parents, you know, indulge in that stuff that they indulge in.
Not me.
And that's totally wrong.
No,
you know, they'll
disable them
more.
I got wood tape right here.
You know,
I'm knocking on wood. I ain't talking about that part. I'm talking about the part. A lot of these kids don't get that part. They don't get it because they're not, you do as you know. Some kids
do as they are taught. Let me share this with you concerning things that you don't know. They become a mystery. You know, things that you feel like that he would not have told you, that he probably, if you had known, you would have done something different. But this is the thing that about the weight. When you carry a weight like that around with you, and again, we are winding down on concerning time, and I tell you, get away from us.
It's a great
show. And listen to this part right here. In the book of Matthew 11:28, it says, come unto me, all you that labor and a heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. When something is weighing on you that heavy, you want to put more trust in the Lord concerning it, because you're trying to figure out something that you can't change now because you don't know what he withheld from you that he might have told you that you probably would have done something different. That's understandable. But this is an opportunity for you to say, okay, God, I'd like to be able to realize the power of the voice of a cry without one uttering it out of their mouth. You know, in other words, if the action the actions sometimes speak louder than words can. Because
yes,
sir. So now that we've got that put on the table, we just want to see you leave with strength and know that it was beneficial to focus in on the walking in the newness of life and let the ones that's listening to hear, to know that this was about that. By you
yes.
having that on your heart, we wanted to
yes.
do all that we can do to comfort you. And Brother Outkast and I, we do commend you for opening up to us. Okay.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Outkast and Pastor Wallace.
Welcome
I
out.
Thank you as well. I respect
yeah.
you guys and I love you guys for talking to Ms. D. And same note, I understand and I feel so much better.
But praise God for that. You know, that weight has been lifted enough to know that that's
already,
because
my faith relies on my Father, not mankind. But I also got enough sense to know sometimes if you reach out to certain ones, they can help you through some things.
Well, praise God for that. Praise God for that. We're glad that you tuned in and we trusted something that was said or carried out that you got enough strength to that you can handle it a little bit better. And let's and then we will have to wind down. And we thank everyone for tuning in. And we trust that something was said tonight that you were encouraged by, walking in the newness of life, knowing that you can become a slave of whoever and whatever you obey. So try to put a strive in to learn to obey righteousness and practice it in your everyday life. Come on, Outkast, give us a couple of minutes. On tonight, we're going to ask you to have the final say, and then we will wind down and begin and to prepare for the next segment when Pastor Docker get back. Glory to God.
I state this. Trust not in yourself. Trust God. Because when you trust
right.
in yourself, you lose every time. And I'm done.
Good night, y'all. I thank y'all. Love y'all. Thank you so much.
Love you as well, and we appreciate you calling in. And remember what he just said. Do less trusting in you and more trusting in the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, it's a good time to start. So we just want to make sure that we stay lifted up and to continue just to know that when God give us a day that we never have seen before, we have a right to choose. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, what it sounds like. It's about when we choose. And then we find out that we are not choosing righteousness. Do what you can do real quick, fast, and in a hurry to go into another direction. Call on somebody and say, help, I'm doing things that I just don't really understand. And once that
That's
takes
right.
place, as Altair said, you will appreciate it so much that you went in another direction. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So until all
right.
then.
Oh, good night. All right.
Good
yes,
night,
sir.
Y'all.
Good night. Amen. Bye. God bless
yeah.
you real,
Amen.
Real good. Is
thank
my
y'all,
prayer.
Too. Good night.
Amen. Good night. So we can play another song, and that would be the end of this segment, if you will. Apparently we have still a couple of minutes left, so we just wanted to make sure that the people who are listening and who tuned in, that you was able to acknowledge some things in your life, and thank you for listening. And we would expect you back to listen again to us. Again, as I say again, Pastor Dockery, we'll be back on next Tuesday, and we will continue to uplift this great opportunity to have callers to call in and to express themselves as you see fit, whether it's by way of comment or question. We still know that we serve a God that knows your heart. Most importantly, so again, stay tuned and realize more will be revealed as I pray for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. I have a question for you. Do you love him? Amen.